Hello and welcome back to the MRX Lab podcast, brought to you by Flets MR, where we investigate and explore topics on the fringes of market research. I'm your host, Chris Martin. Today, we're going to be talking about the opposing forces of globalization and localization. What do these trends mean for the market research industry, and how do they affect the work that we do? Let's take a look. Localization, as the name suggests, is a compound of the words globalization and localization. The term refers to businesses which are distributed globally but meet local needs. Fast food chains are often great examples of how this works in practice. Brands like McDonald's and KFC, with locations across the world, will maintain an established core set of menu items available in every country, but also cater to more local tastes, with unique menu items per territory. However, not all examples of localization are so clear-cut. In service economies and industries with complex supply chains, what constitutes as meeting local needs is not always quite so easy to see. So let's dig into that term a little bit more. Outside of its fairly simple definition, what is localization about? Well, it tends to be summed up as a challenge to simplistic conceptions of globalization processes as a linear expansions of territorial scales. In short, rather than viewing international growth as simply acquisition of new market territory, it's a recognition of the social, political, and cultural systems at play in new territories that will affect how a firm operates. The challenging question for researchers in this is how to structure the generation of insight in a way that balances a view of international audiences as simply territories versus unique and individual groups of consumers. In a way, researchers have an inherent advantage over other business functions in this regard, because it's our job and our trade to understand people. We're acutely aware of just how prevalent differences in audiences can be. But still, it is fair to ask, how can market research overcome the practical challenges that come with growing a global customer base? In more simple terms, it's fairly easy to identify the need for either localized research teams or local agency partners to input into wider territory-level decisions. However, both of these solutions are costly, and researchers are consistently facing mounting pressures to do more with less. So that leads to a second, equally important question, which is whether a centralized insight team is able to effectively conduct research activities with enough nuance to cater towards the differences in each territory. And personally, I think it is, of course, possible. But there are a number of ways in which we can make research localization particularly effective. So here are a few of my favorite tips. First, define the scale of a territory. While localization tends to use countries as proxies for territories, the size of a country may also need to factor into decisions. For example, while it's appropriate to consider most countries within Europe as requiring of a different approach, when it comes to larger countries such as China or the United States, it may even be that further subdivisions within that country are required. Next, be sure to have a degree of ethnographic knowledge about audiences in each territory. It's important to acknowledge that a non-local team will not have the same intuitive and inherent knowledge as local competitors. Therefore, it's vital to have a fully rounded view of customers and consumers within each territory. While this work doesn't have a direct goal to meet or decision to influence, it will serve as a foundational base for future work in that territory, providing vital learnings about standard hierarchies of beliefs, the value placed on various social factors, and act as a window into daily life. Now with a strong foundation built, it's time to seriously consider how much local data can influence product, communication, pricing, and other typical areas that insight might be sought to have an impact on. Are these decisions being taken at a global or local level? What is standardized across all territories, and what is there room to shape? This level of internal understanding is really important to ensuring that the most is being made out of your localized research efforts. And when it comes to field work, there are possibly even more factors to consider. What technology do audiences in this territory have access to and are likely to use? How open are audiences about a particular subject? What languages should fieldwork be made available in? There's far too many factors to list here, but my advice is still fairly simple. Spend some time developing a research playbook per territory. Draw upon the knowledge gained from that initial ethnographic understanding of audiences and apply it in a way that answers the most pertinent questions your team or others might have about that territory, from basic demographic information like languages spoken or average household income of customers, to pertinent reflections on society, culture and lifestyle. These short written documents should illuminate and help guide researchers through the differences that each territory may present. And finally, I think it's important to just know when a flat global approach is best. Because while localization rails against the simple and linear growth structure of multi-territory firms, it doesn't actually go so far as to entirely devalue globalization, because it does acknowledge that that simple linear structure in itself can still be a very useful tool. So, that brings me to the end of today's episode. I want to thank you for tuning into the MRX Lab podcast again. Remember that you can subscribe to be notified when we publish new episodes on your favorite podcasting service, and you can check out our show notes at www.fletsmr.net. Just head over to the Resource Center and choose Podcast from the drop-down menu. Thank you also for joining us over the course of our first season. This episode is the last MRX Lab of Season 1, and we've had a great time discussing some of the most overlooked and undervalued topics that sit on the fringes of the insights industry. We will be back next year in 2021 with a new show and a slightly different format. I can't wait to see you there.